From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Former White House Press Secretary Jody Powell has died, according to the Associated Press. His cause of death is not clear at this time. Powell was President Jimmy Carter's spokesman through many climactic events, including the Israeli-Egyptian summit and the Iranian hostage crisis. Powell was 65. He died at his home on Maryland's Eastern Shore. President Obama says some Wall Street firms are ignoring important lessons of the Lehman Brothers collapse. The president went to Wall Street today on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the brokerage firm's collapse to push for financial system reforms that would prevent another global economic meltdown.
So what we're calling for is for the financial industry to join us in a constructive effort to update the rules and regulatory structure to meet the challenges of this new century.
The president says growing stability in the financial sector is a welcome sign that things are starting to return to normal, but added normalcy cannot lead to complacency. A federal judge has thrown out a $33 million settlement between the Securities and Exchange Commission and Bank of America over bonuses paid by Merrill Lynch. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch has this report.
The ruling stems from civil charges against Bank of America. A year ago, the Charlotte-based bank bought Merrill Lynch. It was later revealed that Merrill hurried up $3.6 billion in bonuses before the buyout was finalized at the beginning of this year, and that Bank of America executives knew but didn't say anything. Federal regulators said Bank of America therefore misled its shareholders about a major expense. The SEC won a $33 million settlement from the bank, but a federal judge calls that amount trivial compared to the magnitude of the violation, and he's now rejected that settlement. Instead, the judge set a February start date to a civil trial over the matter. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
The U.S. and other major powers will meet next month with Iran for the first time in over a year to try to talk Tehran out of its nuclear program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Iran has made clear that it won't bargain over its nuclear program, but State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says the U.S. will be at the table to bring up that issue and remind Iran that it is not living up to its international obligations.
We plan to address this issue of their not living up to their obligations head on. This is going to be front and center in our talks with them on October 1st.
He didn't say where the meeting would be held, though he said it won't be in the U.S. Undersecretary of State William Burns will represent the Obama administration at the talks, which will also include diplomats from the U.K., France, Germany, the European Union, Russia, and China. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 21 points to close at 96.26. The Nasdaq was up 10. This is NPR. Pakistani police confirm that a terror suspect they've detained is the same Swedish man once held by U.S. authorities at Guantanamo Bay. A Pakistani police chief says Mehdi Mohammed Ghazali was trying to make contact with al-Qaeda operatives when officers arrested him. Chief Mohammed Rizwan called Ghazali a very dangerous man. He was arrested August 28th in southern Pakistan. The first trial stemming from complaints of toxic fumes in federally issued trailers after the 2005 Gulf Coast hurricanes is underway. Sayward Farr of member station WRKF has details.
A jury of five men and four women was seated this morning in the trial of a suit brought by two New Orleans-area Katrina victims. Alana Alexander and her son Christopher Cooper are suing trailer manufacturer Gulfstream Coach Incorporated. They claim the maker used subpar materials containing high levels of formaldehyde when supplying the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA used the trailers for temporary housing after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. This is the first of hundreds of consolidated lawsuits claiming FEMA trailers exposed residents to unsafe levels of formaldehyde. The chemical can cause breathing problems and is classified as a carcinogen. The judge on the case has ruled a statute of limitations prevents the government from inclusion in the trial. Lawyers plan to appeal that ruling. For NPR News, I'm Sayward Farr in Baton Rouge.
An autopsy in Connecticut confirms the body found at a Yale University research building is that of graduate student Annie Lay. Authorities have formally declared her death a homicide. Her body was found yesterday, the day she was scheduled to be married. It was found in a wall inside the lab building. New Haven police say Lay was a specific target, that her murder was no random act. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.